Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, you have three lost things. You have the lost sheep, you have the lost coin, and the lost son. And these seem to be three separate stories, but they are each to correct one big problem, and that was the grumbling of the Pharisees. You see, the Lord Jesus went to the house of a Pharisee, and he got criticized because they said, "This man eateth and drinketh with sinners." And they didn't like that. They thought that Jesus should have kept away from sinners. And so the Lord Jesus simply told these stories. And the first one we will look at today is sheep. I wonder, have you ever tried to count sheep while they are in the field grazing? Now, usually they are munching and moving and going around in circles. One thing a sheep cannot do, and that is go in a straight line for long. Usually its head's down, it is looking at the grass, and where it sees the next clump of grass, it goes there, and then the next clump of grass, it goes there, and it just keeps moving around. And so, as in this story the Lord told, there were 100 sheep, and the Lord told that the which of you, having 100 sheep, and one goes missing, will not go and seek to find that sheep until you find it. And that's the big problem with sheep, is counting them, noticing that one is missing. And sometimes you have to count over and over and over until you get it right. And that's why, if you can't sleep at night, you're advised to try counting sheep. Now, this shepherd noticed one. What did he do? There were still 99. Well, the impact of the story that everybody have 100 sheep and lose one would do exactly this. Nobody would say, "Oh, it doesn't matter, let it go." Any shepherd looking for that lost one. Now, this sheep being lost has a little story in itself, because sinners are lost. And those whom the Lord Jesus was eating with and visiting with, he recognized that they were lost. They needed God's mercy and they needed God's pity. And so this sheep that went astray obviously disobeyed. And that's what sin is. Sin is disobedience. It is to transgress against the law of God. And the moment you've got sin in your heart, sin in your life, you're lost. You're lost. And so everybody in this world is a lost soul. And a soul is very valuable. This shepherd didn't just say, "Forget about it." He went looking until he found it. He never stopped until he found the sheep, because that one sheep had great value. And you have a soul that is of tremendous value. Indeed, the Lord taught in other places that a soul is worth more than the world. Do you know that? Your soul is of more value than all the riches, all the gold, all the value of the world. That's why you need to be saved. And that's why the shepherd goes, because he really... And it's a great good news story that the Lord Jesus cares for your lost. And he will go searching and searching until he finds that soul. And that's what the Lord Jesus did when he came down from heaven. All of his life really was searching for the lost. All of his suffering on the cross and all the agony that he suffered on that tree was to save the lost, that you might not perish but have everlasting. And this is the good news story, that the Lord seeks and he calls, he cries out until he finds that lost sheep. Now, the shepherd kept looking until he found it, and when he found it, he rejoiced. Was he ever happy? Was he ever glad? Now, you would think that he would say to that little sheep, "Where were you all this time? With all the trouble that you've caused me to come and search for you and look for you?" No, that's not the response of the shepherd at all. When he found the lost sheep, he took it up on his shoulders and brought it home rejoicing. There was gladness in his heart when he found that sheep. Now, the Lord taught us that every time a person is saved, repents from their sin, that there is great gladness in heaven. There is joy among the angels. There is joy in the heart of God the Father. There's joy in the heart of God the Son. And there's gladness in the heart of God the Holy Spirit. Nobody in heaven is grumpy when a lost soul is found and restored to the fold. Heaven rejoices. But the Pharisees were grumpy. The Pharisees were unhappy. And they were miserable. But our Lord Jesus is full of pity, of mercy and love toward the lost. And if you repent, if you will give up your sin and turn to the Lord, he will gladly save your soul. There's rejoicing in the Lord in the salvation of each and every one whom he saves. And boys and girls, you need to know that that is the heart of the Lord Jesus. That's the heart of the Savior that we worship and serve. And if you are lost, you can be saved today. You can know the Lord today and be saved. And when you come, heaven will rejoice. There will be gladness in heaven because you've given your heart, you've given your life. What about it? Would you come and trust in the Lord to save your lost soul and make you a Christian? Well, I hope that you will indeed trust in the Lord.